Hey, I'm Sean Brown.
I'm Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Hey, I'm Deborah Baker Jr.
And we're the stars of the Grindors.
Grindors.
So we're talking about the Patriots.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, one of the greatest experiences, hands down, of my life. Deb is from Massachusetts. My dad is from Massachusetts. You're from the East Coast. Then Christine Coe, who is not here, is a massive Atlanta Falcons fan.
I got really weird when I got there. I got very emotional.
I was sitting
by myself in our seats just taking it all in.
Yeah, so the game starts, you know, and it's exciting and the music's going and the fireworks and the Patriots come out. We're like, yeah!
Yeah.
And then the first quarter happens.
Christine's 14.
Celebrating. Yeah. There's another Falcons person, they run down and high five and run back up. At one point, we were literally like this, sitting like this. We were like,
Christine Coe posted a photo on Instagram and it's like 28-3, we're winning.
It's blurry. I remember she's in such jubilation.
So pissed. I'm just like, karma. Karma's coming for you.
I'm from Boston. Like, it is like a religion.
Yeah,
for me. And I was walking around and there was all these Falcons fans and they were like, don't cheer up. And I was like, don't talk to me. And I saw this ice cream and I was like, that was like good ice cream. And I deserve an ice cream right now.
She came back with this ice cream. We all took a bite.
It was comforting.
It was really comforting.
And I think that's when they scored their next touchdown.
That's when it turned.
Yeah. Any other game down 28-3 or 29-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You're like, they're done. There's like no way this is going to happen. But you have the golden god Tom Brady on your side. And once she brought back that ice cream, everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Play after play after Edelman catch.
Christine and Ken are getting quieter and quieter.
It went to overtime. And we got the ball and we just knew.
She's crying.
I cried.
The confetti's coming down.
You said something along the lines of like, Brady planned this.
This solidified it. Being down 29 or 28-3 and coming back in overtime like solidifies his greatness. He is the GOAT. Mm-hmm. We all came to set high off adrenaline, but no sleep. I lost my voice.
You did. But like professionals, we pulled through and made a great episode. Thanks for listening to our story.
That was our journey.
It was insane. Yeah.
And we'll see you next year because the Patriots are definitely going to make it back.
Yeah.
Ooh, boom. Challenge.
Mm-hmm. We'll all have ice cream.